Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Sharp Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. And today, I have I'm going to say young lady.
Oh, all right.
Young lady.
I was going to go with middle age, but I'm just going to, yeah, I like this. I like you a lot more now.
I'm going to say young. I'm here with a young lady. Mm. I want to say Sherry DeVille, am I correct?
You know what? It's not my real name, so it doesn't matter how you pronounce it. But I pronounce it Cherie only because Cherie Curry from The Runaways pronounced it like that. And yeah. Look, that bitch wore lingerie on stage in the 70s, so.
Hey, we're going to give it to her.
Respect.
I don't want to disrespect your name, none of that. I wanted to see if I said it right, or you know, I saw you know it came across my desk. Mm-hmm. So you know when
it
I saw
it, came across your desk.
It came across my desk, and you know I've watched a couple of podcasts on you. Yes, not just the ones that you've done on Plug Talk.
Mm-hmm. You know, which were good.
Which were great. You know,
I had sex like right about here.
Yeah.
I feel like that aura is still in this podcast.
You are America's stepmom to the porn.
I am. I'm a good mommy.
You're a good mommy. Okay. let's talk about, you know, the porn industry and how did that come about for you?
So I had no intention of getting into porn. Not that I didn't want to get into porn, but like, how do you get into porn? You know, I was living in Nashville. It'd be like saying, hey, you want to be an astronaut? Like, yeah, it seems cool to go to the moon, but like, how the fuck would you even do that?
Yeah.
Especially back then, this is pre like OnlyFans and clip stores, you know, before the tube sites, you know, before, you know, anyone in any state could just create porn in their bedroom and upload it onto the internet and do porn.
I remember you were saying something. I watched something on you, a special. I like to call them specials. I watched a special on you and you were like, you know, I remember things be predated to social media.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things like
that. We had Twitter toward the beginning of my like tenure in porn, but that was about it. Instagram wasn't, if it was around, it wasn't really relevant.
Yeah.
So we were just, back then it was just taking bookings from companies and hoping that companies liked you. Yeah. But for me, actually, so I'm a physical therapist and physical therapists make okay money, but I wanted more spending money if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah.
So I started doing like super casual nude modeling on the weekends.
Yeah.
And my agent found me online.
Yeah.
My porn agent. And she's like, would you like to come to LA and shoot porn? And I'm like, what? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even think, I didn't know or think I was necessarily gonna like it, but I just couldn't say no to that. Like, I couldn't like get into my 90s or hopefully however long I live and be like, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Like, I wanna be like, look at the shit Nana did.
And I respect that. And I'm gonna tell you this, and I'll respect that. I wanna jump into it because it seems like, you know, this wasn't just something that you thought of today or last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that's probably already been on your mind for a very long time.
Yeah.
Maybe back in the early 90s. I mean,
not your
age, but you, like you said, you call yourself a middle-aged woman. So I think that there was, I'm going to ask you this. If you, were you ever into prostitute? You ever thought about prostitution or things like that?
That was never my jam, mostly because, well, it's just like weed. Like, I smoke a shit ton of weed now, but I didn't smoke weed at all till I moved to California and it was legal.
Yeah.
Like, I'm that girl. Yeah. You know, like, I don't want to lose my physical therapy license, you know, kind of like stick to the rules. But
I understand
But I'm not against, I mean, obviously, I fuck on film. I'm not against it.
Granted, but I'm just saying, like, do you... Are you like, have you ever done anything like that? Have you ever engaged before you like went to porn, before you thought of doing anything? You were a young girl at one point in time. Did you ever, and for money, did you ever take consideration like, well, fuck it. Like I'll go, you know, shit, for some money. I'm already like to have, I like to have fun. Like you said, you're a swinger.
Mm-hmm.
You like to have fun, right?
Yep.
You like to have fun. That's what you're in. So were there ever any times that, you know, you were low and you wanted that extra spending money, like you said, and went and engaged for certain things to...
Well, like I said, I did, like, I don't know if you know the website. I don't even know if it's still around, Model Mayhem, which was, like, when you say they're models and photographers, I'm using that word very loosely. These are, like, guys with cameras taking nude pictures of girls who are willing to do it. So, like, I mean, that's... close in a way. You know, I'm sitting there for whatever, a few hundred dollars an hour, you know, sitting in some dude's living room, butt ass naked, letting him take photos of me. So, yeah.
Well, I was driving down last night and I watched, you know, I sat back and I watched, I think you had did one with another lady. It was like 50 minutes. It's like 50 minutes you had did, and that's not the name of the show, but it was like 50 minutes you had did. I think she was also in the industry as well. She had some curly hair, and you guys had sat down.
Mm-hmm. Holly Randall, probably.
Holly Randall.
Yeah.
I saw you sit down. Her. Now, mind you, I heard you on Plug Talk talk about, you know, did Lena ever get Adam a hooker?
Yeah.
That was one of your questions. That was like one of your biggest questions. Why?
Well, because I have a lot of friends, like, to me, that's like the easiest way for someone who's shy to have a threesome.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a little intimidating to have to go out and pick someone up at a bar and make sure they're cool with all this stuff. Like, isn't it easier to, like, know what you're getting? You're getting a professional. You're getting someone that's tested. You're getting someone that's going to, like, leave at the end of the night, who's not going to be, like, blowing up your partner's phone if that's not your jam. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's, yeah. Well, totally
to go,
down.
Well, to go from that to when I saw you on Holly Randall, I think her name is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Holly Randall's show. Shout out to Holly Randall. Mm-hmm. You're watching this, sweetie. Shout out to you. I saw you on her show, and she asked you because I believe you both are in the sex industry, like the sex film industry,
correct? Yeah, she's a really famous photographer. Yeah. Her mom was one of Playboy's first, I think the first female photographer
but
Playboy
she was
ever
in,
had.
She's in the sex industry as well, right? She has shot scenes.
No. Holly? No, she's a photographer, although I think maybe 1 year ago she started an OnlyFans.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure I did look at the beginning of her OnlyFans tenure.
Because
I wanted to see her boobies, right?
Yeah.
But at that time she wasn't doing any like boy girl or girl girl content. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I had heard you in her segment as well, because you know to link up Adam and Lena, you did the Plug Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And to link that up, I had heard you say also when Holly had asked you, she was like, what was your most favorite scene you ever shot?
Mm-hmm.
What was your most favorite scene? And I'll tell you what it was.
I have a lot of them. Tell me what I said to Holly. Well, I'm like, I've had a lot of really good ones.
Well, the most good
ones.
I know. And I tell you this, the most bestest you ever said was, well, my favorite one that I shot was me playing or portraying a hooker and me picking up a John.
It's hot.
So I'm just trying to like core link both of them. Like, that's why I asked you, you know, did you ever do any type of prostitution when you were younger, or, you know, just like, fuck it, you know, I'll go engage.
I was more of a swinger, like no money's involved, but it kind of has that vibe in that they're strangers.
Yeah.
You know, you go into the club, maybe with your partner, maybe without your partner. Mm. And especially as a female, it's pretty fucking easy to get to bang almost anybody you want at a swingers club. And I had been doing that since, oh God, I was probably like, maybe like 23, 24, somewhere in there. Yeah.
So you've been in that game for a long time.
Yeah.
And you know, I heard some things that you had said also. You were like, I believe it was along the lines, you were like, well, you know, I like BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, I like that a lot. And you mm-hmm. were like, you know, I feel like they kind of taint it in the porn industry.
Sometimes.
Sounds like that's something that you want to do beyond that light. Because you were like, well, if it doesn't make me cry,
yeah.
if it doesn't, like, you have to make me feel it. I watched it.
Yeah.
I know everything
yeah.
about you. Everything that you really spoke on.
I feel like
on,
you're in my mind.
I'm all the way in your mind. I am all the way in your mind. And when you were like, you know, you don't just beat my ass. Okay, cool. You don't mind. Like you mm-hmm. said, yeah, fuck me up. You didn't care. You said, fuck me up. I'm all right
it's
with that.
It's the psychological part
beat
that I
me
love.
Beat me up. I'm yeah. cool with that. I'm, yeah. I'm a, you know, I'm a Virgo,
mm-hmm.
too.
I'm a Virgo. All
I the know best you are. I knew that about you already.
Could you see it in my face or did you
no,
just know?
No, I already
know?
Knew.
Yeah.
No, I already knew. I've done all my homework.
You're like, she looks anal retentive. She must
I
be
am,
a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo too. And I understand that, you know, us as, you know, us being us, you know, we like sex. We like mm-hmm. things like that, you know, but sometimes you have to control yourself just somewhat
yeah.
and pick and choose how you move. What I don't mm-hmm. understand is, especially you, because me and you, we're a little up in age. You got a few on me, but neither here nor mm-hmm. there. And you're still beautiful and vibrant. But you got to understand, like, you have to master that control. You know, when you had said, like, you know, I like BDSM, I like mm-hmm. things like that, and I want a person to make me cry. Well, then what if you're really crying for your life and that person doesn't think that that's what you're doing?
Right. So that's why I feel like, especially in like that type of like super, super intense play, like safe words, communication, safe words, because, you know, I love the fantasy.
I never heard you in the Holly interview.
Yeah, she's so hot.
I'll tell you this. I never heard you like in the Holly interview because you were feeling the way you it came off. You were like, I'll step past the screen to get what I'm really looking for. I'll step past that. Like, if we got to do some shit on the dark web, then
on the
all
dark
right,
web.
I'm just being honest. Like, the way that I looked at it, I was like, okay, man, my soccer mom, she's like, I'll take it a little bit further, just a tad bit. And I was like, no, I don't want to see you in that light. I don't want to see you get harm to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a difference between like harm and consensual harm, if that makes sense. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So like with anything, that's why like porn is kind of such an amazing safe space.
I remember
because,
you were talking about
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've tried, like I was, you know, I did all kinds of stuff, but I feel like I've done my most wild things on screen, yeah. not off screen, which is kind of crazy. But if you think of it, like, even just logistically, like, how would you organize, like, a 15-dude gangbang? Like,
right.
on Craigslist? Like, that seems not safe.
Right.
You
well,
know what
the
I mean?
Things
but
that
I
you...
want it. I want it so badly.
Right.
So, like, to be able to, like, have that with like super professionals that are amazing at fucking, everybody's tested in like a safe environment is like, to me, a dream come true. Because
yeah.
it's something that like on the inside I want, like I watch porn like that, I fantasize about stuff like that, but I'm probably a little too much of a wimp to go out and like get that in real life.
Right, well, what
so
if
to
that
be able
urge,
to get it.
But what if that urge, because I'm gonna tell you this, like, my show is like kind of for the troubled youth
yeah.
of women. I'm gonna be honest with you.
The
and like,
youth.
If you think that, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you think that, like, the things that you're thinking about, I got girls on this show that's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, it depends if they're safe.
It's like,
yeah.
No, they're not.
They're not. You're like, no, they're
so
not.
So I'm going to tell you this, but I'm going to say this. Like, yeah. it all starts with that spark of that thought process.
Yeah.
Of saying, like, I might be too much of a wimp, but after a while, you build up to it. You build up to actually doing mm-hmm. it and actually stepping out and being like, well, you know, that urge becomes
right,
a little
like,
bit greater than what you're doing.
Right. Like your sexual urge like somehow supersedes your like,
yeah.
hey, this might not be a good idea.
That's why yeah. it kind of kills me, to be honest with you. You know, to see a lot of women, like, I feel like it's more of an earth. It's not a business. I thought that like women that got in this, it was for a business. They
Depends
didn't want their,
who.
They didn't want their fam. I'm gonna tell mm-hmm. you this. The ones that I knew didn't even want their family to know.
That's impossible.
They didn't want their house.
Maybe back in the 1990s.
No, that's bullshit. They didn't even want their families to know.
Families
and they could be making
know.
Hundreds of thousands. How?
Their families are going to find, if your shit's online, your family's going to find out.
Not everybody was moving online. And you could still move online and bypass.
The wow.
Just being honest with
maybe.
You. Just being, okay, yeah. maybe. I yeah. mean, I guess, huh?
I feel We're like if talking. You're like posting your stuff on like yeah. OnlyFans and Pornhub and all those places, yeah. you know, some friend of
That's
friends,
free
cousin,
shit, though.
Whatever.
But to me, and I'm not going to say OnlyFans, yes, you can make some money, but.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You can, maybe, might. That's too many words in between the bread.
That's true.
That's too many words
I mean,
in between
even,
the money.
Everyone says like, oh, top 1% of OnlyFans. But like a lot of models have two OnlyFans accounts, a free one, right? That just drives traffic and a paid one.
Yeah.
And my free one is in the top 1% of OnlyFans. It doesn't make jack. You know what I mean? Like, but what that really tells you is that even anything below the top 1%, like you're not making a living.
Yeah.
So that's literally 99% of performers on model fans, on OnlyFans. It wouldn't be enough to pay LA rent. It wouldn't yeah. be enough to pay LA living expenses. And to put yourself out there sexually, considering like the crazy ass stigma that the United States specifically has against sex work, that's probably not going to be a good idea, because like you're not making jack money, you're going to have a real hard time finding any other job. So like, what'd you do it for? I hope that the answer is like personal passion, because if the answer was money and you're 99% of OnlyFans models, you did not meet your goal.
Well, you know, I mean, think about it. OnlyFans is going to tax the shit out of you already.
Well, I mean,
they tax the shit out of you already, not to mention the IRS. I mean,
IRS,
any
yeah.
job. I mean, it just depends on how much money you're actually making, how much residual mm-hmm. is actually coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they tax you.
Yeah, I mean, your income of like all your different income sources, the IRS knows.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they know.
You're not getting away with anything.
They know it all. But for you, to me, I feel like, well, obviously, I've heard you say, like, they built your channel for you. The fans built your channel for you. People wanted you to be the stepmom
yeah.
of the USA.
Because I came up, you know, before it was really like, I mean, yeah, I had like my own little website in the beginning, but before it was like crazy lucrative to do your own content, I worked for years, other people booking me for shoots, marketing me, paying advertising dollars to advertise my films, right? So they, meaning like the porn world, decided that I was gonna be a MILF, right? So then when it became hella lucrative to make my own content, I'm like, look, I could start a new brand if I really wanted to, but why? You know, all these other brands have spent the past, you know, 8 years spending their advertising dollars on my name. I'm just gonna take that and monetize it now myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking with you earlier and we were talking about the porn industry and clear my voice for this when I say this. We were talking about the porn industry, and I said, I feel, me personally, I feel like, and this is nothing, because you know what? It doesn't really matter what I say, because I feel like the porn industry is still going to thrive regardless. Doesn't really matter
people like
what
porn.
I say. people like porn,
people
so
like
it doesn't
porn.
Really matter what yeah. I say, but I really do feel like, and I know this might sound weird, I really feel like they rob the workers.
Like, well, it's we don't really, get a big piece of the pie if we're shooting for studios. That's for goddamn sure.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, traditionally in adult content, unlike a lot of other entertainment, there is no residuals. Like, you go to work, you get paid for that day of work, you get your paycheck and that's it. You'll never get paid for that scene again.
Yeah.
So unless you're creating and owning your own content, you're working in a way like paycheck to paycheck, you know, and that might be fine, but you know, you got two choices if that's your income strategy. Porn performers have a ridiculously short lifespan. You know, I've been incredibly blessed. So if you think you're gonna work for like 5 years, which would be almost a miraculously long lifespan, you have to take whatever money you think you're gonna make in those years and make sure that that money lasts you pretty much the rest of your life, because unless you're incredibly like entrepreneurial, like people don't hire retired porn performers for the most part, at least not in high-end jobs. So I think that's really something that like anyone like looking to get into the industry has to think about. Like, might you make a good amount of money for a few years? You might, but like then what? Like, what do you want your future career to be? Most, I think it's like statistically harder to get a job as a retired female porn star specifically than it is for a convict to get a job. So, you know, there is a major stigma. So I usually discourage, like, I love my job and I would do it again, but I discourage people from getting into it.
Well, let's think of it like this. I don't think we can, like, I wouldn't want to try to share it next to a convict, because you have to think about it. What if there's a man that owns his business? He finds out that she's an ex-porn star. Now he feels a little bit more easier because he feels like he can get the pussy.
Oh yeah, all of those things
you
happen.
Know? What if that kind of like
you
takes...
might get fired, you might get harassed, you might, I mean, you're right, anything is possible. It's definitely, you're going to be dealing with the choices you made for a relatively short amount of time forever.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something for people to think about. And I know you say you might be able to hide it, but for me, I feel like if you want to do adult work and it matters to you what the people that are around you think, you should probably tell them first. Like, before you do that scene, have those conversations. If your family's important to you, tell them, tell your friend. Like, you know, it's not something that someone should probably like find out from your second cousin's friend that, oh my God, I saw her online. Like, that's gonna be
I just
not
feel
good.
Like for the porn industry, I feel like they're really robbed. And you know, it's only a certain amount of people that's really making the, I mean, there's obviously
a very small percentage.
I mean, come on, man, the girl, you're obviously, there's no mouthpiece that's needed for the porn industry. It's just kind of like you're there, and if you're sexy enough and you got enough characteristics about yourself to be able to play that part, you're in.
You're in for you however know, long that your analytics work.
Exactly. Yeah. But to see that, like, get used to its maximum fucking effort, potential, shouldn't there be a maximum residual?
Yeah, but it's kind of like comedy or acting or even podcasts. Like, how many people start a podcast, right? And then how many people are you? Very few.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same with porn. Like, I think everyone starting their podcasts hopes to be where you are right now, right? But that's just not the reality of it. Like, you know, one in, I don't know, 10, 20, 50,000 is gonna make a legitimate living doing that. And it's the same with a lot of entertainment. But the thing is, if you quit this today, you can do anything. If a pornographer quits today, they're fucked. It'd be like going to work on your first day of like being a waitress and being like, you know, I really thought I wanted to be a waitress, but after waiting tables for a day, it fucking sucks. Well, guess what? Too bad. Cause like, you ain't gonna get another job now. Like, this is, that's the unusual part about pornography. It's hard to pivot out. And so I think because of that, you see a lot of people doing it longer than they want to, and that can get dark.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like once you start a podcast, you're trapped here forever. You know,
where do
it's
you
intense.
See, where do you see yourself? You are the internet stepmom. I mean, you have the label, you have the crown.
Yeah.
What, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Because
I'm riding it all the way.
That's why we're here at the Shark Tank.
Hell yeah.
That's why we're here, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're here to figure out where you can go tomorrow.
I'm also like, again, in the blessed upper percentages of my career. Like, I love saving. I was brought up in a really like financially well-off household who was able to give me a lot of advice on how to save. So I've already positioned myself, like if I never, like I broke both legs or whatever happened and I could never work another day in my life, it wouldn't matter for me. But that's, I just feel like lucky.
I feel like you're privileged and you just get sociability, or you just stacked up like that and you just feel like you don't gotta work again.
I've been investing really well for a lot of years, you know what I mean?
Tell us about some of them investments.
Yeah, oh my
just
God.
Just a couple. Yeah. I mean, come on. I have
a financial team that invests for me, so yeah. I don't even know all of
That's
the different stocks
sometimes.
That I
yeah.
have. You know, I
Honestly.
Have IRA, SEP IRA, a lot yeah. of like EFTs, different yeah. stocks that yeah. they manage for me.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you this, friend to friend, know your money and where it goes.
Yeah.
Don't you ever just allow somebody else to just take care of your financial business. That's cool. You have people that know, they might know things that you don't know, but you always keep a handle on how your money moves.
Yeah. That's someone
it's
told
very
me
important.
That they're like delegate tasks, not knowledge. You know, like if you have a business, go ahead and delegate those tasks to people that if you become too busy, but try not to delegate away all of your knowledge. Mm. You know, if you're, you know, I might not be a financial expert, but you're right. You should have like just sort of the groundwork of keeping track of what the fuck is going on with your shit. Yeah.
You ever watched that that show called Undercover Boss?
No. Is it good? I've heard of it. So I've never watched
ever,
it.
Y'all ever watched that show? Yeah. Undercover Boss. Well, I guess it's based off of, you know, a person who, you know, he's in the corporate of that business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he doesn't even come down to see what's really going on.
Mm.
You know, so mm-hmm. he kind of stays in the office, things like that. Well, they bring him in as undercover and they mm-hmm. kind of like have him go through training and things like that. So he can kind of see what's going on with his business and maybe where there's corrections that may be needed.
Yeah.
You know, and just for some of the people's stories, they'll come down. They'll be like, man, you know, I'm going to give you $25,000, $30,000, $40,000. And to watch some of these people, like, and my point is this, to watch some of these people come down and not even know how to do even a quarter of mm-hmm. what these people do for this business is astonishing.
Yeah, I believe it.
You know, you might want to check it out.
Yeah, I will check it out. Undercover Boss.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, when you're back, you know, when you're at home, you know, and you're sitting there in your pajamas and you're eating some ice cream, you know, and you're sitting there, you know, doing your soccer mom shit.
Mm-hmm. Wrapping up my fruit roll-ups and whatnot. You know, the things that we do.
You know, you came in and I asked you, I said, damn, here's my soccer mom. You said, yeah, I should have brought some fruit snacks.
I have regrets. I have regrets. But no, I mean, the job is good. I just always say those things because I think, like, a lot of people like really romanticize adult work, and it's really like, for me, it's been really fucking great. And I would never go back. If you told me to go back and do it again, I would do it again. Yeah. I love it. But I just always like to say that because I have also seen, you know, I've seen more people not succeed than succeed. So I like to kind of give that caveat since there's not such an easy out.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. No, that's real because mm-hmm. it's really not such an easy out because once you're in, you're in. And I've tried to say this many times mm-hmm. to people, you know, where I come from, like you can't really take that. Like it's easy to go from making $8 an hour to $20 an hour. You feel like you're winning.
You're like,
but
wow, yeah.
It's hard when you can go from making $8,000, $10,000 in a day, and then they try to put you down to a $50 an hour wage. It just doesn't really, it fucks with you, you know? So you have to really figure out something that's a little bit more abroad than trying to just, oh, well, if this doesn't work, I'm making money now, but if this doesn't work, I can just go grab a regular job. It's not going to feed you the same way.
You get used to a certain lifestyle.
You get used to the lifestyle.
Yeah,
you
let yourself. You know, definitely don't live the lifestyle of like my current yearly income.
Yes, you do. I'm going to tell you this. You know how I know you do? You know how I know you do?
Because you saw my shitty car?
No, not even that. It's not even that. That's just not what you're into. You're not into cars. There's something else that you're into that really attracts your money. Everybody gets bread, but it's just something like I might not be into. It might not be valuable to me. Might not be valuable to you, Laura. Might not be valuable, you know, to Josh, Banks. Nobody's in this building. But it's valuable to you, and you will spend your last dollar on it. What that is, I don't know.
that's true.
Like, but there's something like you spend like your money
ridiculous
on.
Ridiculous trust funds for my nieces. Like most people wouldn't. Do you know what I mean? So there's always
something
that you
do that
on.
You spend your money yeah. on. It might not hold any value to me, but
right.
it holds a whole gold mine to you.
Yeah, totally.
It's all mental.
Totally.
Right. It's all mental. It is. Soccer mom.
Soccer mom.
It's all fucking mental.
Yeah.
I heard you say because it kind of frightened me for you because mm-hmm. I don't want nobody to think because okay, you might be into the little weird ass shit that you're fucking into. Mm-hmm. And I'll say this for y'all. I just want y'all to play it safe. And
yeah.
and anything that you do, soccer mom,
mm-hmm.
you can play it somewhat safe. Don't put yourself but don't put yourself in the position to where you say, hey, I want somebody to make me cry. You're very emotionally attached to it. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to do that. And somebody thinks that when you're really crying, you're like, hey, I just don't want to do, I don't want to be a part of this no more. They don't take it as that's what you're really saying.
Yeah, that would be a disaster.
That would be a horrible disaster.
That would be a disaster.
And the only times that type of shit's going to happen is off camera. And I don't want you to
yeah.
sit there and try to go touch that different demographic to
yeah.
fuck you over because it will go past camera. You want to, well, I'm just out having a good time one night. I met this handsome man, Rolls Royce, smells
mm-hmm.
good, money, bought bottles, he did mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah,
I don't think
I would engage in BDSM play with a stranger, personally,
you
for
sure?
me.
You sure? What if you're just out one night just having a good time?
I'm a little bit of a nervous Nelly. I am kinky as fuck, but
impossible.
I also like even in before porn, I never had sex with a single person that wasn't tested without a condom.
Well,
like, I am just a
nervous
fucking
Nelly. But can we agree to disagree that your kinkiness can get the best of you?
I think it
That's being promiscuous.
Could if I weren't so neurotic.
but you're
right. A lot of people wouldn't have sex with multiple partners with condoms. A lot of people wouldn't go to swingers clubs. Like, it's all within your own boundaries. Like, even that sentence might be, like, crazy for some people. But for me, it's within my comfort zone. So it's kind of all relative.
Did you end up having any children?
No.
Throughout your life?
No. No?
I've noticed this, right? Mm-hmm. I got to say this.
Never wanted them, though.
Every woman, you never wanted them?
No.
Why not?
That is a really good question because growing up, I just assumed a day would come where I'm like, I want children and then I would have them. But, you know, I just kept getting older, like, nah, I don't want them. Ah, I really don't want them. Nah, I really don't want them. And now I'm 43, so, like, you know, that ship has sailed anyway. But
right.
I just still, like, never got the feeling that I wanted a kid.
Ever thought about adoption?
At this point, if I decided I wanted a kid, I would adopt. 100%, because I'm not sure my eggs are all viable anymore.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying, like, even if you I'm just saying, even if you didn't want to put your body through the suffering at the age
like
of where
you're
at.
Like, even if I didn't want to be pregnant,
yeah,
in other words.
It's not even about being pregnant.
Yeah.
It's just about being able to be somebody that can be there for a child spiritually, mentally, physically. You know, financially, of course, because
mm-hmm.
they're going to need things, you know, just being able to be that overall parent.
Thank God there are people out there like that in the world.
Because
we wouldn't have new kids.
Right, it's not you.
Bizarrely, it is not me. I mean, you know, for a long time, I'm like, all of my friends have babies. They love their babies. And I'm just like, no, man, no.
Shout out Undefeated, man.
No.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with y'all for this one, man. For real, to keep my feet comfortable through this whole mixture. Of just fucking with you. Can I bring you back for a panel?
Yeah, what would the panel be? I said yes before I even knew what was up. I'm just like, a panel, I don't know what that is.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this, I'm gonna sit you, it's gonna be me and you,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna be me and you, and we're gonna sit with some younger females.
Mm-hmm. Can I mom them hard? Can I just mom them and set them straight?
But can I
use a whip? Okay,
bring
sorry.
The whip.
I went too far.
No, bring the
I
whip through.
Far,
just
sorry.
Don't be trying to do no kinky. Hey, just don't be trying to do no kinky shit and just let them
no
know that
spanking?
You. No, because you're trying to do it on a sexual tip. And if that ain't getting no bread,
right,
I don't want to be a
right,
part of it.
All right, I feel you. I
if
feel you.
If it's not getting
it
any
heart,
money,
though.
Let's remember who I am
okay,
now.
Okay, okay.
I'm trying to have a decent conversation with you and get to know
mm-hmm.
you. I want to know more about you. I want to bring you back. I want to be able to talk to you.
With no spanking.
Because with none of it. With none of it. Because I think that you got a pure soul. And I think that there's more we can dive into in the future.
Yeah.
I really do.
I would love to talk to, especially younger women who are thinking of going into the industry.
Before we get out of here, what do you think these girls take on as the industry today? What do you think, like for the younger girls, you see them, you're like, that's what she thinks. That's what she thinks this shit really is. But give your perspective of what you think the industry really stands for today.
I feel like it's changed a lot in the past 5 years, because I feel like a lot of people, like first there was like porn and then like other entertainment. But have you noticed like in the past 5 years, other types of entertainers are like also doing porn? Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's maybe becoming a little bit more mainstream, which I think probably is making a lot more young people interested in it. So I think there's a lot more people interested in this as a career than there were 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It seems.
I just thought porn was, to me, it's obviously, because I looked into it and I was like, okay, well, let me see if there's a game in here, like an end game. And it's like, if you don't got the it factor, you really don't make it. You might get some gigs and make some money here and there.
Everyone gets
but
gigs.
You don't really, everybody can get a gig here and two, but you don't really get nowhere if you don't got that it factor. And I think that's kind of fucked up, because there's a lot of bitches that are really getting just, they're moving on it thinking that they're going to make it. And all they do is just fucking end up spoiling their career.
Yeah, I feel like that's part of, like, part of that though is like what does like our culture tell women? Like, part of it is we tell ourselves to like keep ourselves like pure sexually, do all this stuff, not give your sex away. But like the flip side of that is that we're also taught that we're like I think a lot of women have like an overinflated sense of like how important their vaginas are to other people. And that like, well, I'm not making $2 million a year doing sex work, but I'm sure the moment I showed my vagina that I would just like make all this money. And that's like obviously absurd, but like that's kind of like the dialogue.
But
like these hoes are only making money because they're willing to show their vaginas, which doesn't like
To me, it's like, why just show it? Do what you do, get your bread and get out. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever knew. You have to keep your population of who knows your business as fucking low ratio as possible.
That's a tough one with the internet, but yeah.
Well, you need to figure out a better lingo.
Maybe.
And when you can come for it, maybe it'll get taken in the way that you want it to. And that way you can still live your life. Because if you think
about it. Hookers can live a lot more privately.
You like hookers, don't you?
I love
you?
Hookers. You a lot love of my them. Friends are
I
hookers.
I really believe I love you a, have love done some type of sex work outside of this.
I've stripped.
And you've done some sex work outside of this. I know.
Do I look it? Do I have like the hoe eyes?
Yes, you do. You got them
hoe. I do get paid for sex. Hey,
I know you done did your thing once or twice, because it just kept sticking out to me when I was watching this shit. It just kept standing out to me as I'm watching. I'm like, man, she's got a real fucking fascination with ladies of the night.
I love
it. And she likes to keep it classy. She plays a role. She's got a role for him. Got a gimmick.
I don't know. Like, maybe it's just the fantasy, but like, I do have a few hooker friends, and it seems like a pretty cool job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll
might
tell
not
you
be
this.
My job, but it's a cool job.
I'll tell you this. You ever think about crossing over, it might work out for you. Because you
honestly,
know, last time.
It doesn't pay that well. Well, like, it pays okay,
little do you know.
Like,
little do you know. And last time I checked, man, happy hoeing is the best thing going.
Happy hoeing.
We about to get ready to get up out of here, man. We about to get ready to get up out of here, man. Hey, man. The Sharp Tank. DeVille. The one that don't like to steal. Hey, man, we out this motherfucker. I love you, baby.
Aww,
we gone,
you.
Church. Shoot us out of here, man.
So cute.
I'm
so cute.